जानाया श्रीचैतन्यमनोष्टम आपितभूतले तैंगूपकदाम ददाति सदांतिकम् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते सत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी व्रतभानुसुते प्रणमामि सुप्रिय वंशाकलशतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर सुभाषादि गौर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। तथा किंचन जग विवक्षत पृथक दिशस्तनाम पितरूप नाम भी न कर हिथिस्का तदस्थिता लभेत माता हतनौ विभास्पद।
Narada, to his disciple that such a learned scholar, he is known as Vedavyas, the authority on all Vedic literature, and he is supposed to be incarnation of Narada. Exalted position. Still, he requires the instruction of his spiritual master. That is the way, Vedic way. Avaroha pantha, aroha pantha. Aroha pantha means inductive process. To know from here, from the lower status to the highest, speculating method, an ascending process. An avaroha pantha is directive process, getting knowledge from higher authority. So, our Vedic understanding is to receive knowledge from the authority. That is perfect knowledge. There are three kinds of processes to receive knowledge. Pratyakha, Avidya, and Shabda. Pratyakha means by direct perception. Experimental knowledge. And Aitichha or Anuman. Anuman, hypothesis. It may be like this. Perhaps like this. Just like modern scientists say. Perhaps it is like this. That is called Anuman, hypothesis. And another process is Shabda Prama. Shruti prama. Shabda means sound vibration. And shruti means oral reception. So out of three processes, the sabda praman of receiving vibration, sound vibration from authority by oral reception, that is considered to be perfect. So, Narada Muni says, before this, Narad Muni has advised Vyasadeva that in order to release all these conditioned souls, you just describe the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of God. Simply, by hearing Uttama Slokas, Gunanubha. Uttama Sloka means the Supreme Law, who is described by transcendental literature, or very fine scholarly language is called Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka sa Guru Pramasa, that will save all conditioned souls from being implicated in the classes of mind. Now, Vyasadeva has already described, there he has said many Puranas, 18 Puranas, so there is mention of God's activities, just like in Mahabharata, he has put this Bhagavad Gita. So, Narad Muni says that Pithak Dishas Pithakupa Namabhi Tato Annatha Kinchana Jad Vivakhata. If you do not exceptionally, exclusively describe simply the pastimes of the uncommon activities of the Lord, the other ways as you have given as a sidelight, as you have described Bhagavad Gita, the activities of Krishna, as a sidelight, not actually the whole Mahabharata is full of activities of Krishna. But Krishna, he is only a theme in the Mahabharata. He is speaking in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, Narad Muni says, that sort of description will not be very much convenient, because the people are not steady. Their anxiety, their mind is disturbed in so many ways, exactly like a boat moving in the tossing of the waves of the sea. So, this sort of understanding of God will not give them much benefit. You describe completely on the pastimes, on the activities of the Supreme Lord. That will give people release from this material status. So, the next verse says, Vyasadeva may say that, sir, I have already compiled so many books, 18 Puranas, Mahabharata, even Vedanta Sutra. So, that, are they not sufficient literature to revive Krishna consciousness? In reply to that, Nara says, Jugu Sutang Dharma Kritenu Shasata Sabhava Raptasa Mahanamitika. Sabhava Raptasa Mahanamitika. Sabhava Raptasa means by nature. That's right, very scripture says, by nature, every living entity has a propensity for sex life, for intoxicants. Loki bhavaya amisa madhva seva nityasti jantu. Jantu means living entities. Nitya. So long he is in contact with this material world, he has got a natural propensity for sex life and intoxicants. Bhavaya means sex life. And amisa means meat eating. Amisa, meat it. Egg fly, meat eating. And Madhya Seva. Madhya Seva means intoxication, drinking liquor. It is not unnatural to drink wine, liquor, or to eat meat, and to have free sex life. That is the desire of all conditioned soul. Therefore, it is sabhava rakta, by nature. Nobody is taught in the educational institution how to drink, or how to eat meat, or how to enjoy sex life. Natural. That is natural. Sabhava rakta, sir. And eat these things, you describe as dharma, as religious principles, then they are doomed. Just like a man is addicted to commit theft. He has got a habit of stealing. And if I say, stealing is very nice art, you can go on with you, you see. Then where is the formation? There is no question of he is already addicted. So it is encouragement. So similarly, in the Dharma Shastra, just like Mahabharata, there is, where is the cut hours? Don't make that sound. Just like in marriage ceremony, of course, in your country, the marriage ceremony is different. In India, still, people spend as much as possible in the marriage ceremony. Millions of dollars. If one man is rich, he'll spend for his son's marriage, his daughter's marriage. That is a great credit. Oh, this man is rich. Rich man. He's spending so much money. Now there are so many religious performances, ritualistic performances. You have to spend money, so you must find out so many performances. So they have all these in the shastras. So Narada Muni says that what is this marriage ceremony? The marriage ceremony is to allow the boy and the girl for legitimate sex. That's all. So that propensity he has already got. And what is the use of making sex propaganda and spending so much money? Very practical proposition. But in the shastra, there are. Similarly, drinking or meat eating. According to Vedic Shastra, meat eating is not allowed by practicing from the slaughter. No. There is motive. The marriage ceremony or the meat eating, the so much ritualistic performances, there is motive. What is that motive? The motive is restriction. Just like the same example, marriage, the real idea is to restrict the boy and the girl to one woman and one man. That is the idea. When if he's not married, then he'll be just like cats and dogs. So idea is very good. But Narada Muni says, after all, you're coming to the point of sex. So why so much propaganda? Similarly, for meat eating, there is also censor in the shastra. Tamasic shastra, not shastri, shastri. There are three divisions of shastra. Shastri, rajasic, and tamasic. Those who are meat eaters cannot give up meat eating. For them, the prescription is, all right, you can eat meat, but you have to sacrifice one goat, but not cow. they sacrifice the animal is recommended. Goat. So it has cut throat of a goat in the presence of goddess Kali and he can eat. There are so many festivities. But that is also the fish. That Kali worship is one day in a month. On the dark moon day. What is called? Dark moon? Amavasya. Full moon and... When there is, on that particular, there is no moon in the sky. It's called dark moon, yes. So, that Kali Puja is recommended on the dark moon day. That is one day in a month. Similarly, according to marriage life, sex life is also allowed one day in a month. The whole thing is restriction. Similarly, drinking wine also, there is Devi Puja. That is also once in a year or something like that. The whole point is restriction. But after all, this is drinking and making and eating. So Narada Muni says that you have described these things for which a man has got natural propensity in a religious form. So it is Yudhoshita. This is most dramatic. This is in the restricted system of marriage, drinking and meat eating described in the Shastra, that is also condemned by Nara. Jigupsitam. Jigupsitam dharma kritenu sāsata. You are the leader of the Shastras. You are writing Shastras. People will follow you. Just like in Vedas, there is a recommendation of sacrifice, animal killing. But that animal killing is not killing. There was a discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Chandkari, the Mahavidan magistrate. That story perhaps you know, that he started civil disobedience movement. And Brahmins of Navadvip, they complained to the Mahavidan man. At that time, Bengal was being governed by the Pathan Mahavidan. And so there was Mahavidan magistrate called Kaji Sahib. So the Brahmins, the Lord complained to the Kaji Sahib that this boy, Nimai Pandit, he has started one movement, Hare Krishna, and people are excited to chant this Hare Krishna mantra, and he is making propaganda that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, he will get all perfection. So the Brahmin thought that he, this boy, makes propaganda and popularizes this Hare Krishna movement. Then, what about ourselves? We are priestly class. Then how will you live? So, they lost complaint to the Chandkari that he is doing something against our Vedic rituals. It is not Hindu religion. And, of course, he was Mahavidan magistrate, but after all, he was meant for giving justice to the people. So when big Brahmins complained, he took action. And he sent some constables to warn the followers of Lord Chaitanya that you are disturbing this Hare Krishna chanting, you cannot do this. That is complex. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informed that the Chandkari has warned us not to chant Hare Krishna. What shall we do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't care. Go on, chant. Go on, chant. So then, when the magistrate saw that they have not stopped, then he sent some constables government police force who broke their midrangas and dispersed the crowd. This information was given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, "All right, then we shall issue this civil disobedience." So he called for many thousands of people. He was very popular. This incident shows that even he was at that time 16 years old boy, he was so learned, Nimai Pandit, that he defeated a great scholar. And at the same time, he was very popular. Because by simple calling, many hundred thousands of people gathered with Nidangas, and they began kirtan in the street and went to the house of that Kaji. At that time, Kaji thought that this is a mass movement. So, my order will not be, there will be some disturbance. So he came to his senses, and then he wanted to make some compromise with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And first of all, there was some distrust. Because he was also a very learned scholar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also a very learned scholar. And so, first of all, he compromised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are a boy, and in our village relationship, you are just my nephew, because your grandfather, your mother's father, I call him Chacha. Chacha means uncle. So, in that sense, your mother is my sister, so you are my nephew. Why you are so angry upon your uncle? So he says, yes, my dear uncle, I have come my uncle's house to be received nicely, but you went upstairs. Why? I am very glad that you have come down. In this way, it seems that. Then he first of all asked Chaitanya, yes, my dear uncle, he was Metananda uncle, Mamu. Mamu, Mama, Mama means Metana. My dear Mama, Uncle, what is your religion that you eat your father and mother? That was his choice, first. What sort of religion you have got? He said, what you say, you eat our father, yes. Because you eat cows, so cow gives you milk, she's your mother. To drink milk and kill your mother. And the bull, helps you in agriculture, producing grain, just like father gives you grain to eat. So, you are killing your father and mother. How is that? So, Chaitanya was also a very learned scholar. He said, well, this cow killing is also recommended in your Vedas, because there is cow sacrifice. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, now we should know it, that the animal sacrifice, according to the Vedic scripture, that is not killing. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that in the previous time, this cow sacrifice was actually being done, that's all right. But that was not for killing. That to give the cow, the old cow or bull, a new life by the power of mantra. Just to give evidence of the Vedic mantras, the Brahmins would sacrifice a cow, old cow or old bull in the fire and give him again new life. That now in this age, there is no such powerful Brahmin who can chant the mantras rightly and give, again, rejuvenation, another new life. It is not possible. Therefore, in the sastras, these sort of sacrifices are forbidden. Asvamedham gavalammam sanyasam palavaitrivam devarena sutatpatti kalau pancha vivajaya. So, there was nice discussion. And the compromise was that And no more, your Sankirtan movement will be checked by men. So the point is that although in the Vedic scripture there is a recommendation that animal sacrifice is allowed, but that is not meant for killing, that is giving a new life. So when this animal sacrifice was going on simply for eating, just like in a particular mission, they say that we are devotees of Goddess Kali. Their real mission is to eat meat. Therefore, they have become devotees of Goddess Kali. But actually, these sacrifices are not meant, as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for killing the animals. That was to test the power, the strength of the Vedic mantras. So, Lord Buddha's movement was therefore started when people began to eat meat, like anything, on the plea of Vedic sacrifice. So, Lord Buddha at that time, Lord Buddha means he is also incarnation of Krishna, he appeared to stop this animal king. There is a prayer of Lord Buddha who is saying, Ninnati jagga vidhe rahat suti jatam sadaya ridaya darishita pasu ghatam kesa vadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadisa. The Buddha said, yes, sir. We offer prayer to Nisimhadev, Tavapara Kamalabarina Kamadbhuta Singham, Dalita Hiranna Kashiputana Dhingam, Kesava Dita Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadisa. Similarly, there is prayer for Lord Buddha also. That prayer is, Ninnasi Jagdavidhe Raha Suti Jatam. Although, in the Vedic literature, there is a commendation for animal sacrifice, you are forbidding, no, this should not be done. Therefore, Buddhism is not Vedic, because he was against this Vedic sacrifice. His main business was to stop this animal killing. But people wanted to give evidence from the Vedas, therefore he said, I don't care for your business. Vedra Maniya Buddha Paila Nasti. Therefore, Shankaracharya came and he drove away the Buddhists from the land of India. That's a long history. So, this sacrifice, this animal king, that is also forbidding. But Narguni said that why you have bothered your head in that way, that you have made this, this is a type of religion. Jugukshitam. This is abominable. You are authority, and if you recommend animal sacrifice, they will take it. They have got already natural tendency, and they will accept it. This is the religious process. And when they will be forbidden by other sinner person, they will not care for it. So, it is jugukshitam. It is abominable. Jirup Sitanga Dharma Kritinu Sātara Sabhāva Daktasva Mahāna Vatikrama. It's a great mistake you have done. Jadabhākata Dharma Iti Tarathita. They will accept your authority and they will be steady in that assertion, in that conviction. And Namanna Ketasva Nivārana. And if you say, just like in other religious principles, if we say that don't eat meat. I had some conversation with some Christian priest. They put forward this argument, our past took place, we must. We say like that. But Christ said that you shall not kill. So, they cannot give any proper explanation why they kill. So, in every religion, in Mohammedan religion, so, this killing process or this drinking process or this which a man has got naturally, that is excited under the name of religion, then Narada says, then when actually they will be forbidden for higher elevation of life, they will not accept. Therefore, your description in the shastras of all this nonsense, jugupsitam, is that what I mean?
Jugupsitam dharma kritinu sāsata
sahavara. The natural tendency is, you should not incite them more and more.
Yet he said that
pratyuta viruddhame, it is against jātamitta jugupsitam. Jugupsitam nindam kāma parma. Jugupsitam, Siddhar Sāmi gives notes, nindam, avamindam, kāmam karma. Kāmam karma means that fruitive result. You do, ask something and you want to enjoy the fruit. That is called kāma karma. Karma, karma, become. There are three kinds of activities. First, karma is prescribed duty. And akarma means to do act, but the result is not enjoyable by you. And there is vikarma. Vikarma means doing against. So, this karma karma, people are engaged in the ritualistic ceremony for receiving some result for sense gratification. That is ninnam, that is avartya. Ninnam. Sabhavata eva raptasya tatra ragina purushasya dharma kriti dharmatham anusasasya tatra mahanaya bhutikha. So, this is not good for you. It is most abominable. Kutāyikata-yajasya-bhākata-āyama-vā-mukha-dharma. Because they will accept it as authority and they will think, this is religion. And they will not match that process. They will stick to that principle. So, therefore, it is
jana tasya kāma karma de annena tasya jñāne na priyama.
Tasya jñāne. When they will be advised, I have truth. Just like those who are addicted to killing process under the shadow of religious life. If they are saying that you don't kill, this is not good. After all, this living entity is as good as you are. As you are also part and parcel of Krishna or God, similarly, this cow or this animal is also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but he has got a different dress only. That does not mean that he should kill. If these things are inattractive for higher elevation of life, they will not accept. They will not accept. They will say, oh, my religion says this way, my religion must do it.
Tasya nivaranandana.
Praptasya karma. Nivāraṁ-nivāraṁ-samartha-metat-mā-mannate kintu pravitti-māgāṁ-anavijutta-viṣāṁ-tavidhi-palpuriti. Because he has got already natural tendency. And if he is, there is sanctioned by religious, ritualistic, religious process, then he is sickly. So you have not done very nice for that is.
Nā-mannate-itasya-nivāraṁ-jana vitakkhanasya arhati viritam vipu rananta parasya nivittita sukham.
Because actually, if anyone wants real happiness, that happiness is not by gratifying your senses. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that sukham atantikam jatat utindiya grahyam. Real happiness that is not perceived by this gratification of this material sense. So nivittipa, one has to cease from this material sense gratification and then he can enjoy the real happiness, which is transcendental to sense enjoy. That is the instruction. In Padma Purana also there is a verse Ramante yogina anante. Those who are yogi. Yogi means transcendentalist. Not the so-called yogi. Those who have contacted the absolute truth. They are called yogi. So, yogi is actual. A yogi, namante, they enjoy. They also enjoy. Why they are trying to understand? I was undergoing so much austerities and penances and regulative principles because they are trying for being elevated to the real platform of heaven. So, Jamante Jogina Anante. Everyone is hankering after happiness, either materialistic or spiritualist. But the difference is that materialistic person, they are satisfied with temporary happiness. And those who are transcendentalists, they are also seeking happiness, that is, real happiness, spiritual happiness, eternal happiness. Therefore, it is stated in the Padma Purana that Ramante Jogina Anante. Anante means unlimited happiness. They enjoy unlimited happiness. Ramante Jogina Anante. And Satyananda. And that is real happiness. Happiness does not mean it is for a few minutes. No. Happiness should continue. Eternal. One should be situated in that happiness so that other temporary happiness will not attract. So, Ramante Jogina Anante Satyananda Chidatmane. His chit means, that is, full of knowledge, that is not in ignorance. This material happiness is in ignorance. And spiritual happiness is Suddha Sattva. Suddha Sattva means pure goodness. In the material world, there are three stages. Ignorance, patience, and goodness. The goodness back forth is very nice in the material world. But there is another platform which is called Suddha Sattva. Sattvam Visuddham Visuddham Vasudeva Sattva. That is transcendental platform, and in that platform you can understand God. God is Vasudeva and Vasudeva platform. So, Ramante Jogina Anante Satyananda Siddhatmani. That is Siddhatmani. Chit means knowledge, Atmani means self. In that platform. Iti Rama Padenaso Parabrahma Vidyate. This is the description, this is the meaning of the word Rama. Rama, this word comes from Ramante, Ramdhat. Ram means enjoyment. And Rama means the full of pleasure. If you contact with Rama or Krishna, the absolute attractive, then you are placed in the absolute platform for eternal enjoyment. And enjoyment is the goal of everyone's life. But the difference is that the materialist is trying to hanker after fleeting enjoyment, and the transcendentalist, they are in hankering after the spiritual enjoyment or eternal enjoyment. Anandamaya Vyasa. Because enjoyment is our life. We cannot be void. That is not possible. Therefore, the impersonate, about impersonalist, the Bhagavad Bhasan is that although they rise up almost to the spiritual platform, but because they cannot enjoy, impersonalist means there is no enjoyment. There is simply light, a life of knowledge. But simply knowledge will not make me happy. I must enjoy. I must have enjoyment. Anandamaya Vyasa. Because my nature is to enjoy. That enjoyment cannot be done in the impersonal or void level. That is not possible. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Janneira Vindasa Vimuttamanena. If somebody thinks that he has become liberated, after undergoing the process of impersonal philosophy and austerities and penances, the impersonalists, they also practice severe penances to attain to that Brahma state. That is also nice thing. But they cannot stay there because there is no enjoyment. Therefore, as I was saying the other day, that many sannyasis, they say that this world is false, Brahma is true. So, in spite of their rising to that platform, a Brahma understanding, they again come down. That is described in the Bhagavatam. Arujya krichena param padatapa. After undergoing severe penances and austerities, they may rise to the Brahma platform, but again falls down. Why falls down? Anadita jismat angha. Because they do not enjoy your association. They are neglected. The association of Krishna and company. Therefore, they are no, I mean, the shelter. The same example can be explained. Just like if you go on a plane or Sputnik, very high, it is void, all side void. If you go very high, 25,000 miles, it seems void. But that, there you cannot stay. You can travel for many years in that world, but if you don't take shelter in a planet, then you'll come back again to this planet. Similarly, the impersonalists, they cannot stay in their impersonal understanding. Simply, they suffer some trouble. Klesha, Bhagavad Gita says, klesha obhigata spesha. Of Bhakta Saptachitasam. Those who are attached to that impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, they undergo greater trouble. We transcendentalists, we personalists, we also, from the materialistic point of view, our standard of living is not very opulent. We lie down anywhere, our dresses are not so clean, our rooms are not clean. But from the materialistic point of view, somebody comes, he says, oh, how wretched these people are living. That is also another kind of austerity. They are adopted. But that is pleasing. In their in so-called wretched condition, they are happy. They are happy. So, they are in both ways. But those who are simply attached to the impersonal feature, their trouble is more painful. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, vichakkhanasarahati veditam vibhu. So, one has to cease, one has to make a stop of this material enjoyment. Then one can approach to the spiritual enjoyment. You cannot enjoy spiritual life if you stick to the materialistic way. Therefore we have got a little restriction that you cannot do this, you cannot that. Although those who are addicted to this life, this restriction is sometimes painful, but it is required. Unless it is like to cure your disease, you have to follow some regulative principle of prescribed by the physician. Similarly, in order to cure yourself from this material disease, you have to accept nivittita. Nivittita means ceasing this process of material life. Nivittita satam pravatta manasya gunai ranatana sato bhavan darse sishtito. So how it can be happy, nivitti, seizing this materialistic way of life. So, Narada Muni says that you simply describe the activities of the Lord, Krishna, and by hearing simply the activities of Krishna, one will be very easy, able to cease from this materialistic way of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended that people should be given chance to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means speaking or narration about Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended that let them be situated in their own position. There is no necessity of changing his position. Give him chance. Give him chance to hear. Then gradually, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So our attempt is, we are opening so many branches. The idea is that people should get chance of hearing about the Supreme Lord. Either by chanting this Mahamantra, or this is also chanting. What I am speaking before you from Srimad Bhagavatam, all Bhagavad Gita, that is also chanting. This is also Kirtan. Kirtan means describe. So you can describe the glories of the Lord either by musical instruments or by singing, or you can describe the glories of the Lord by reading some authoritative scripture. Both of them are called Kirtan. This Bhagavata reading is also described as Kirtan by Sukadev Goswami. Kirtan, this is called Kirtan. Sravanam Kirtan, the process is Sravan and Kirtan, hearing and chanting. So, Parikshit Maharaj, he attains salvation and perfection simply by hearing. And Sukadeva Goswami attained salvation and perfection simply by chanting. This chanting means describing the glories of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam. So he says, pravattamanasya gunai ramatman tato bhavan darsayo chishtato. People are so much entangled by the modes of material nature. So in order to get them free from this entanglement, you show the path. Simply let them hear. Let them give oral reception to the wonderful activities of the Lord. That activity, because absolute, Krishna is absolute truth. So Krishna and Krishna's activities are the same, because it is absolute. It is not duality. In the material world, myself and my activities are different. This world is dual world. But in the absolute world, Krishna and Krishna's pastime, Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna and Krishna's quality, Krishna and Krishna's fame, they're all Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's sacrifice, they're all Krishna. Krishna is cowherd, boy. The Krishna and the cows, they're all Krishna. That we have to learn. They're not different from Krishna. Krishna and the gopis, they're all Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. So we have to understand that. So anyway, if we try to associate simply by chanting or hearing, that means we are associating with Krishna. And the more we associate with Krishna, the more we become purified. Just like more you remain with the fire, you become warmer, warmer, warmer. And one day you become so warm, it's exactly like fire. The example I've given, that if you put an iron rod in the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, and then it becomes red. And when it is red, it is no longer iron, it is fire. Similarly, simply by chanting and hearing, you spiritualize yourself. So a day will come when this material body also will be fully spiritualized. That fully spiritualized means there will be no more material activity. Simply, these spiritual activities will be there. So, Narad Muni is instructing that day, and we shall discuss next meeting.